Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gets a stick in there right at the top of the crease. It's a power play goal, and the Senators are back in front 2-1.
Giroux against Crosby, and Giroux wins another one. Sanderson eats it, and it's a 2-1 defeat.
You know, he made some saves. We didn't execute on a few. Power play came up short, so, you know, it's tough. You want to find a way to win those ones. It felt like once we got one, there'd be more to come, hopefully. So, we get a big one there, and unfortunately, they come right back and get one. So, it's tough. We fought hard.
Well, obviously, it was, for whatever reason, the last couple of games, it's been a struggle to score. I thought tonight we had an awful lot of looks, really high-quality looks, and the puck didn't go in the net for us. You know, these guys care. They want to win. They're trying. I'm sure that's part of it, but we just got to find a way to, control our emotions and just keep grinding away. I thought we played well enough to win tonight. We didn't, and sometimes that happens. But if we can continue to play that way and get the type of looks that we got tonight, I think we'll get the results moving forward.
Unfortunately for Sully, they could win the rest of their games, and if the other teams win the rest of theirs, the Penguins are no longer in control of their fate. Bob Grove tells me it's the first time since 2006, he believes, that they've been out of playoff position this late in the season. 15, they went right down to the wire, but I think they were ahead the whole time, Ron, and then needed to get 3 points out of four against Boston and Buffalo at the end. So this is the latest.
Win that last game in Buffalo. Yeah, they only have 12 games left. It's not going to be easy. And as you said, they don't,
they're out of playoff position.
None of the teams,
the Pittsburgh Penguins.
None of the teams are going to win all their remaining games, but they're in trouble. They're serious trouble. They've lost four in a row. Okay, I can live with losing to the Rangers on the road. But you lose at home to Montreal after you jump out 2-0 in like the first 5 minutes. Lose that, and then you lose at home last night to Ottawa. Even though I thought they played a good game, all those shots, it seemed like I was there, and it seemed like the action, I was looking one way the whole game.
Yeah.
The Penguins just dominated, but Dylan Ferguson, his first NHL start, I think he played in one game in 17, mop-up with Vegas. Played 9 minutes in the NHL, and he was great. They couldn't beat him.
Well, they didn't get a whole lot of traffic on him, for one thing.
Not a lot of rebounds action, right?
No.
You're right.
So if they were going to beat him, it was going to be clean shots. And then the other thing was the Penguins gave up a bunch of odd man breaks in the game. At one point, they flashed.
That seems to happen all the time, right?
Yeah. At one point, they flashed that stat, and it was like Ottawa had 5 and the Penguins had 2. And this was well into the game. So, I don't know. I felt like the game against Columbus a while back when the Penguins put 93 shots at the net. Last night, they put 90. toward the net anyway, that you play that game 100 times and the Penguins win, you know, 95 of them. Last night, yeah, they probably win that game most of the time, but I feel like it was more deceiving last night. I felt like they gave up way too many odd man breaks. As soon as they tied the game, they gave up one.
We've seen that a lot this year too, haven't we?
And then, yeah. And then
goal right after you score, they score.
Yes. Or at least give them a golden opportunity. And also the inability to finish at times is maddening. Brian Rust comes to mind, you know? Some of these guys just can't finish. And he's been one of them, quite frankly, for a lot of the year, Ron.
I don't think he's had a goal.
Inability to finish.
I got to look. I think it's 9 or 10 games he's gone.
Yeah.
Without a goal. And he's playing top two lines. You got to be better.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I mean, they're going to probably have a 35-goal scorer,
Rust,
and that's going to be about it.
No goals in the past 9 games.
I think this team is lacking a little bit of the snipe ability, Ron.
Snipe ability.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, they are. Certainly, nobody beyond the first two lines scores for most of the season. And then even with the first two lines, you know, it's not like they're going to have a 40-goal guy. They might have a 35-goal guy. And then, you know, Zucker's having a really good season.
Right.
It's just tough to beat goalies clean in this league, from Vasilevsky all the way down to Dylan Ferguson. It's tough to beat guys from 25, 30, 50 feet out. It just is. If you're not going to get traffic, get in their kitchen like Hornquist used to, it's just not going to happen.
No, I'm looking. You're right. But the guy made some pretty good saves, though, too.
He did.
But,
he did, for sure.
But I hear what you're saying. They're in trouble. I don't know how else to say it. They're in trouble. You know, the Islanders have Sorokin, who I think is the best goalie on the three teams fighting for the playoff spot. I still don't have a lot of faith in Bobrovsky. His numbers are right around where Jari's are this year. Plus, he's 17-29 in the postseason, Joe. I looked that up last night.
Yeah.
He's been a terrible big-game goaltender. Now, they're hot. They're 6-0-1 in the past 7. Can he keep it going? If he does, I don't know. I can't even imagine what it'll be like out here. We've gone 16 years in a row. Our show, since we've been doing it since the station started, we've had hockey playoffs. You know,
I know it's crazy.
It's hard to imagine. And you know it's going to end sooner or later. It's already the longest streak in North American sports ongoing right now. It's going to end one day, but Grove, you mentioned Bob Grove. He put out a stat. First of all, they honored him last night.
Did they?
He is retiring, I'm assuming, from his Comcast job.
I didn't know that.
I'm hoping he's not retiring as a Penguins historian, because he gives us so much good information. But they
he does that on his own, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. But they put him on the scoreboard last night, and nice ovation. But he had a tweet out before the game that the Pens' goal differential going into the game last night, -3, the worst among the 16 teams then in the playoffs. And on December 20th, now it's -4, obviously. On December 20th, he said they were +20, fifth in the league. That's a pretty precipitous drop, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a pretty precipitous drop. Response?
It is a precipitous drop. I'm not going to argue that, Folsy. That seems like a pretty obvious point there, right? A precipitous drop.
And, you know, if I can go back to the last goal for a second. I know we always pick on this man, according to Mike Sullivan, and we do. But I can't help but notice who that goal went in behind last night, who was caught watching the puck, as Jesse Marshall, I saw on social media, pointed this out pretty well in breaking down the video of it, which he does so well. And that's Brian Dumoulin, again.
Well, Russ took the blame. He didn't clear it.
Yeah.
He got the shot in the arm or whatever.
He said,
if my arm's falling off, I got to get it out of there. He took total blame. But
I can't blame him. He just took a shot in the arm.
That's what exactly. But
Just a step behind, and then the goalie's allowed to kick his leg a little further out to make the save, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
First goal, Malkin didn't get back on his guy. Yep. It's just the odd man breaks again, and you know, the Penguins scored 14:39, and then they give up one fewer than 3 minutes later. We've seen that happen just so many times. And that was a killer. Power play, no less.
So what's the big picture topic then with the Penguins?
They're in trouble. That's the big picture.
Yeah.
And now you go to Colorado. First of all, Colorado and then Dallas back-to-back, no less. You know, Dallas is in first place. I didn't even realize they were first place in their division. And Colorado, defending champions, they're getting hot now at the right time. We know the Penguins back-to-back struggles, you know, as an older team. And then they come home and you think Ovechkin would like to play Ovechkin Sunday. You know, they're out of it pretty much. You think they'd like to take the Penguins down with them?
Probably. Look at these teams in the West, man, just surging. Dallas, Colorado, Minnesota, Vegas 8-2 in their last 10. The Kings 8-0-2. Edmonton 8-2. You have six teams that are absolutely surging.
And the Penguins have to play two of them in the next 3 days.
Now, seven of their final 10 are against non-playoff teams. I'd rather have that than playoff teams, although it can get tricky down at the end when teams want to get rest and things like that. But if I could sign up for what comes after that compared to the other teams, I would,
sure.
Ron.
Yep.
But they're not going to make it. I don't think they're going to make it. What would make me believe that at this point? They're reeling. Jari played a decent game last night, but their goalie, for the most part, the guy they're depending on, is broken. And the other guys' goalies are playing really well. So I can't really make a good case why, other than Sid and Gino leading this team like they do in games at times, the big three, yep. like they do when the Penguins will play a bad game and somehow salvage it, it always seems like it's those guys who do it. Maybe they'll get them in. Maybe they will. I'd give it about a 20% chance right now. You?
Yesterday at this time, I would have said pretty significantly higher after losing that game. And you talk about seven of the last 10 against non-playoff teams. I mean, Montreal and Ottawa, they just lost at home to both of those teams. I might say 25-30%, maybe a tiny bit higher than you because of the Crosby factor. But yesterday...
And the Malkin factor.
Yesterday, I would have given it a higher chance. I thought they, A, were going to win for sure last night, and B, that they had to win for sure last night.
Folsy, give it a percent.
Man, I think I'm more pessimistic than you guys. I think I'm going to give it about a 10% chance.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm just down on it. I just don't think they're strong enough. I don't think they're deep enough. And it feels
and
like
they're
even,
banged up now on defense.
Right.
And it feels like just when they give their best, it's not even good enough. Like last night with 49 shots on goal and this Tyler Ferguson playing his first NHL game of the year stops him.
First just, NHL start of yeah, his entire I mean, just, career. They couldn't beat an ECHL goalie. Come on. I mean,
this is just so frustrating.
Well, the Montreal game last week, that team was a minor league team, too.
Yeah.
The players they put out on the ice that night. It is frustrating, and I know it's driving Sullivan crazy. It's driving all of them crazy. I wonder what Sid thinks in his heart of hearts. You know, he says all the right things after the game, but he's not used to this. He is not used to this.
So what happens after the season, assuming they miss or flame out? Let's assume they miss for a moment. And how are you, Ron and Folsy? Everybody good today?
We're good today.
Everybody's good.
Better than the Penguins.
Better than you, I think, right? Based on your morning.
Having car trouble
another,
again.
Yeah, car troubles again.
What's the matter? You can't blame the deer for this, can you?
Yes, I can. The deer is the one who screwed up the left side, driver's side of my car. I thought it was fixed after 2 months. Today's the first day I go to McDonald's to get drive-through breakfast with the dog in the car. Just dropped off the kid. I try to open the window. The window does. It opens, and then it won't shut. And then it's totally offline. So I have to take the dog into the body shop.
Oh, man.
The dog is in the body shop, and now the car's back in there. And then I go to the rental place, and I get a new rental car. Now I have a little gray minivan that smells like weed.
So the window,
unbelievable.
The window of your car is down. It's down, and you can't get it up. So, like in a torrential rainstorm,
they have
something.
Pills for that, Ron. Yeah. But I can't. They do at the body shop.
Oh man! So I wanted to get the scenario right.
Yeah.
It is stuck in the down position.
It's stuck in the middle, and it's off center. And then I heard the guy, he's like, oh, we'll fix it real quick. I'm like, all right, I'll just wait with the dog in this chair. Then I hear him on the phone. Hey, we need a window something, 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 left side something. And then it's going to take a day or two.
Oh, man.
My friend Nathan at the rental car place, though, was awesome because this had to happen quickly, Ron, or it would have been another delay day for me.
The car smells.
Yeah, you could say it smells good or bad, I suppose, depending on your tastes.
Was it Nathan that did it, you think?
No, Nathan's a very nice man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're blaming the deer. This is definitely
still the deer, deer. Yeah. These rats with hooves, and I saw a bunch of them again today. It's only a matter of time before I hit another one.
They're everywhere.
Once you get in a bad streak, then you're in a bad streak.
I see them in my neighborhood every night.
You know, you are challenging Zeiss for, like, things that happen in everyday life.
That go wrong.
Yeah.
Things that go awry. We are, Maddie, we are better than him and the Penguins.
I know.
You know that?
We're doing okay for ourselves, all things considered.
My daughter took a picture of herself at school. Are they allowed to use phones, Ron? It's her and her friends.
I assume
seem
they
to be
are.
Acting up. That's the last thing I need today.
Well, the breaking story, how was Bailey? Bailey do okay through this?
Not only, he came out of it smelling like a rose here.
Weed.
Well, his girlfriend is up the street. Her name is, what is her name? I forget. But I pulled up the street so he could take a poo. And
somebody else's yard.
And his girlfriend was home and barking, so I dropped him off there. He got a date out of all this.
But he smells like weed.
Luna's his girlfriend.
But he smells
name.
Like weed.
He does, yeah.
Oh, man.
Same breed as girlfriend life, or different?
At least it
no,
didn't,
different breed.
At least it didn't get on fire. You know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a positive. And she's much taller than him, which always makes for an interesting couple, doesn't it, Ron? When
it
one
sure
is
does.
Much taller and it's the girl who's taller than the boy.
It is interesting.
So he is on a date. And so am I.
So these
on a date
people
of
like just watch your dog? I mean, is that a routine?
They're our friends from up the street, yeah. Ed and Char. And
this isn't the guy that was mad about him peeing in their yard.
No, that's the other side of the street.
Okay. That one. You haven't seen him since?
I haven't talked to that guy in a while. I haven't seen him in a while. He's way up on the other side. That didn't go well. But back to the Penguins, because that's not going well either. What's going to happen here after the season? Is it a foregone conclusion that Hextall's fired?
I think Hextall and Burke both.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Burke.
Yeah, it's easy to
forget. The old director of hockey operations.
What does he do? What does he do? I'm assuming they'll both be gone.
And I would assume that too, Ron. And then we have to ask the question of if you're the new GM, the new head of hockey operations, how do you proceed? Let's talk about that next. And you can step into those shoes if you'd like it. 412-928-9370. If you were to take over the Penguins this offseason, assuming that they miss, let's just go with that conversation right now. How would you proceed? Is it blow up time? Is it try to build around the stars again time? I'm going to tell you Exhibit A that should get Hextall and Burke fired. What I think is Exhibit A. Next, we'll see if these guys agree and if you agree.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ron, you were telling me a little bit about how the Mario Lemieux saga turned out last night. I'm assuming he was at the game, but I didn't notice anything on television where he was shown on the scoreboard.
Nah, it was a little disappointing to me. At the first TV timeout, all of a sudden, it's quiet in the building, and they throw a couple highlights of Mario scoring big goals in the playoffs, Stanley Cups, and I'm thinking maybe they're going to show him. And then it immediately sign goes, welcome to the Mario Lemieux Fantasy Campers. It showed all of them in a private box. Mario was not in that box, in that picture at that time. I was told for sure he was there last night, first time this year. I'm assuming if they ask him, could they show him on the scoreboard? They wouldn't do it without his approval,
right.
I'm guessing. Now, I don't know for sure. They might not have even have asked or even entertained the thought, but they're not going to throw him up on the scoreboard without his permission. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see him sitting in the stands. I would have loved that. The place would have gone crazy.
What a bummer of a season it's been, Ron.
In all kind of ways.
And the crazy thing about it is the most scrutinized moves where you're bringing the old guys back. You knew Sid would be good, but Gino and lately at least Letang, although Letang has had really a bad break season, I would call it. But those guys aren't the problem.
Nope. Supporting cast and goaltending.
Yeah. That's been the problem, and Ron Hextall. So let me ask you guys, and I think, by the way, I mentioned Exhibit A here. What in the world were they thinking with Mikhail Granlund, Ron? What does this guy do? And why would you commit $5 million in cap space?
And especially if it's going to cost you Zucker, most likely, right?
Yes, it'd be one thing to bring in a rental like that. All right, he had 64 points last year, clever offensive player at his best. You know, maybe Sully can find a way to use him, but even that would be questionable. This is insanity, and I think that this is the move that you use ultimately. You know, it's a bunch of things, but you say, what were you thinking with this guy?
This may cost them Zucker. This may cost them Zucker. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
That's what Folsy said.
You'd love to be. I was sneezing. I apologize.
Sorry.
He said it before you sneezed.
You could use that money for him. Wouldn't you rather have him? My God, yes.
Of course. Although it wasn't long ago that everybody wanted to kick him out of town too.
Yeah, because he was hurt all the time. By the way, the guy they want to kick out of town, did you see how much Jeff Carter played last night?
How much?
6 minutes and 30 seconds.
And he wasn't out there for some faceoffs late, I noticed, either.
6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
He went basically with three lines last night because Archibald got 622, and he got 622, and O'Connor didn't get much. O'Connor got 610, so they basically went with three lines.
Yeah, well, he has to. Our roster is what it is, to borrow the quote of Mike Sullivan. So if I were, I don't know who's in charge. That's the other problem. Whoever's in charge of the Penguins, if I walked into the room with Burke and Hextall, I would say, I thought you were going to make this team tougher, stronger, nastier. I thought we were going to not bring knives to gunfights, to borrow Brian Burke's phrase. And I'm looking at this roster, and you have Mikhail Granlund and Jeff Carter taking up $8 million next season. That's the bad news. The good news, I suppose, is it's not your problem anymore. We're hiring somebody else. I mean, honestly, I hate to see people lose their jobs, but they're making really good money. Hextall's made millions, I'm sure. I mean, come on, Ron. Mikhail Granlund for the next 2 years at $5 million? And Jeff Carter and Granlund, $8 million next season. That's four hockey players, decent hockey players you could get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. The Carter thing alone should bring down Hextall. I mean, giving him that extension, not exposing him in the draft. Couldn't you have protected McCann instead? Look what he's doing, 30-some goals.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
That to me is the one. And, you know, Kapanen was horrendous, but St. Louis took him off their hands. I can't understand that.
But he still hurt the Penguins this year.
He did. He did. McGinn had a big contract, and they took him off his hands. I don't know. It's a mess. And
I mean, we could point to other moves. They could have had Erod back here at a very reasonable price.
Right.
A really good team seems to like him a lot. Matheson was a better player than Petrie by far, it would appear. And the Marino-Ty Smith thing, again, because you're hamstrung by the cap. They're so hamstrung, they can't even bring players up when they want. Not that they have anybody to bring up.
With all these defensemen hurt, they can't even bring people up.
It's a disaster. Do you have the Rocky Blyer quote?
Come on, where's Rocky?
We need
you should have that at your fingertips right now.
Hold on.
So if one of you two guys, or if both of you, and you out there at 412-928-9370, if you were taking over for Brian Burke, let's say you're the head of hockey operations, what would be your tack here, Ron? Would you be looking to tear this whole thing down to the pieces and rebuild and ask Gino and Letang and even Sid, this is what we're doing? You want to stay, stay. And if you want to go, we'll make every effort to find you the best possible place where you can chase a cup. We'll make every effort to do that. Or do you try, like the Bruins did, to put a cast in place that can help these guys still win? What would you do?
I would go B at this point. I'm not quite ready yet to totally blow it up. I think, that, you know, but they got the big decisions to make. What are you going to do with Gensel down the road? His contract's going to be up, I think, after next season. You got to find a goaltender. I've been a Jari backer all along. I can't do it anymore. So to me, your number one need in the offseason is going to be to find a goaltender. I'm not going to re-sign him. Obviously barring a massive turnaround here, I'm not going to re-sign him, and I'm going to use that money and try to find another goaltender. That's my number one priority.
It's a disaster.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going to be problematic in and of itself, trying to find a goalie. Where? Free agency? Is there any money?
You'll save Jari's money. What's he making, 3-some this year?
Yeah, I mean, who are you going to get?
Yeah, I know.
Is Fleury willing to come back for free?
Oh, God, I can't talk about that anymore. For free, right, for free. What I'd love to do is trade for John Gibson. I'd love to do that, Ron, and have him in my nets. But my understanding is he loves California, even though he plays for the Ducks. So I don't know about that idea.
He's signed for a whole bunch of years at pretty big money, isn't he?
Big money, but good money, right?
Good player, but a long time too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good contract. If you actually play and play pretty well, then that becomes a good contract. So you're definitely out on Jari if it stays like it is right now.
I just can't. And I mean, I hate to say that because I was the one who advocated signing him before the season, early in the season when he was playing well. Sign him, sign him, sign him. He's one of the best. There's only so many teams with good goaltenders, but it's always something with this guy. I can't do it anymore.
Folsy, you with him?
Yeah, I'm with him. I have lost all confidence in Tristan Jarry. I think he's way too up and down. You can't rely on him between performance and injuries. I mean, it just, you want a guy that you can throw back there and say, hey, at least this guy gives us a chance. And I don't think he does that often enough. And so I can't move forward with him. He has entered Matt Murray territory for me, minus the two cups before that.
Yeah. You wish you had the two cups
exactly.
Before that.
Man, I'd be awfully tempted to blow this thing up. I mean, some of it is going to take care of itself, right? Zucker will be gone, probably, unfortunately. Dumoulin will be gone. Really, one of the most decorated careers, in spite of the way it's ending here, one of the most decorated careers for a defenseman in Penguins history.
I couldn't agree more. He was so instrumental to those cup runs. And then he just got hurt a couple years ago, an ankle that had surgery and has not been the same since.
And then I don't know what to do. I hate to say it again. Is there a better word for disaster? Jeff Petrie signed for $6.2 million. Jeff Carter is signed for $3.1 million. That's nine. So then you put Petrie, Granlund, and Carter together. That's $14 million, Ron.
That's all Hextall, too.
Well, you're going to have a lot of work to do, the new GM in here.
It's more than just karma. It's a disaster.
You can drag out Rocky for a lot of our teams these days, right?
And then other contracts look horrible. Brian Rust doesn't look like a good contract. He just turned 30. He makes $5 million.
Fought for five more years, right?
Oh.
It's almost like Ron Hextall is like a fish out of water in this scenario, where he comes over from Philly, His whole deal was that he built up that team from the ground up, right? And he built it with, like, younger players via the draft.
Yeah.
And he comes here and he tries to win now and try to bring in veterans to add to the team, and he just can't. He sucks at it.
Ron, I'm looking at these contracts and I'm imagining myself as the new guy in town. And I would keep staring at this saying, what are we doing? What are we doing? How do I get out? How do I get out of this? Mikhail blanking Granlund? He's 31 years old. He doesn't do anything. He's tiny, and he makes $10 million the next 2 years. Nobody's going to take him unless we retain half his salary, and maybe even then. Brian Rust has declined. At this point, Rusty's gone through. He's a streaky player, but he's not the same guy. I think this year it's become clear he's just not the same guy.
No goals in nine games now for him, playing with the top six.
And do you remember the days when he was young, when you could count on him for a breakaway? It felt like every game. I know it wasn't every game, but he was faster than everybody. It doesn't feel like that anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Jeff Carter at $3.1 million. Do you just go to his house and retire?
6 minutes.
You can't. Yeah. 6 minutes. I guess he's not going to, or there's something where he won't take or can't take a buyout, or you're not going to buy him out. So do you beg him to retire? And then guys who are actually good, like Zucker and Guentzel, you have to sign, and you're handcuffed here.
The one guy they gave a contract to that I think is playing well this year is Raquel.
Yeah.
He's had a pretty good year for them.
You better hope that lasts, because he's turning 30 and he signed for the rest of our lives at $5 million.
He's the same guy. 6 years they gave to all those guys.
I mean, I like him as a player now. I don't like the contract. $5 million, $5 million, $5 million, $5 million, $5
million. 6 years.
This thing ends at 27, 28. Does it go after that? No, he's 27, 28.
Six-year deal.
That contract I'm looking at. And then Petrie, two more years at 6.25. Oh, my God.
Didn't people like that deal, though, at the time when they brought him in? He's a
Petrie?
Bigger guy.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, people had questions. They did.
I always liked Matheson. I know he's not the perfect player. You know, sometimes his offensive, he would take chances and hurt them at the other end. But I just can't believe Sullivan traded him. He seems to be Sullivan's kind of guy.
Maybe he didn't trade him.
you know, I guess just trying to get a little bigger. Not that Petrie is a tough guy, but he is bigger. But just say it again. It's a disaster.
Petrie's also 35 years old. I mean.
Well, that's the other thing. He's 6 years older. And we've seen flashes, but he can't stay healthy, which I would imagine would be an ongoing issue as he nears 40.
Has anyone paid any attention? Has Kapanen done anything in St. Louis?
He did at first. At first, he scored a shorthanded goal, and he had two in, like, his first three games. Do you have an update on him, Nader?
I had the stats, and I left them at the arena last night.
Hold on. Let me try to find it real quick.
Nah, he's got four goals in 10 games, Ron.
Yeah, that's a lot better pace than he was on here.
What is that? Four out of 10. That's a 40.
Eight times four is 32.
32 goal pace. Unbelievable, this guy.
And the other, what's McGinn doing?
Probably nothing.
What do they call him? Ginner?
Ginner's probably doing nothing.
This is some Pirates baseball kind of talk, isn't it?
Yeah.
How things are a disaster, how players are doing well in other places, and they couldn't get the best out of them.
Ginner has a goal in seven games, minus one. Ginner.
This is where we've come to.
Daniel Sprong.
Checking in on Ginner.
But Karch, let's check in on Daniel
Karch
Sprong.
Only played six plus minutes last night.
Yeah.
And Granny. Granny's not doing much.
Is Granny Karch or is Karch Granny?
No, yeah. I think Karch is great Granny.
Sprong.
He has 15 goals, doesn't he?
More than that, Ron. He has 16.
Okay.
16 goals and 35 points. What does Brian Rust have? Do you have that in front of you,
Falsey? I have it right in front of me here. I will tell you this second.
16 goals and 35 points and a plus seven
Brian
for the Spronginator.
Brian Rust has a little better. He's 15 goals, 38 points.
So he's got fewer goals.
He's 15 goals, 38 points. In six, and he's also a minus 10.
Yeah, what's his time on ice per game? Because Sprongy is only at 11 minutes a game. Spronger, I should say.
I don't know.
17:40.
Yeah, Rust plays about six more minutes a game, and Daniel bleeping Sprong has more goals than him. Ron, let's end this segment with Rocky Blyer. Well, seriously, if you're out there, what do you do? I'm starting to think I wouldn't even take this job. Listen, you can laugh at that. There's only 30 of them in the whole league or so. Is there 31 teams
32,
now, Falsey?
I believe.
But Ron Hextall shouldn't have taken it. I don't think he's ever going to get another GM job.
You know what? I was talking to somebody up there last night, and we both agreed he's going to have a hard time get another GM job. We'll get a scouting job or something like that. But as a GM?
This looks like for the next guy, depending on how they play it, as a GM graveyard right now. I mean, that has to be the worst set of contracts in the whole league. Not just the ones they're hooked on, but the ones that are expiring where you want to actually bring guys back. I don't know what the hell you do, Ron. I really don't. 412.
You wonder what Sid is thinking.
Yeah.
You wonder what Sid is thinking about all this.
412-928-9370. We'll get your thoughts on this next, and Bob Airy will get his thoughts at the top of the hour.
It's more than just karma. It's a disaster.
Bob Airy, top of the hour. Yeah, man, I'm looking at this Penguin contract situation. Ron said his first move would be to change goalies, get a goalie. Me too. In terms of the actual personnel move of bringing somebody in. But first, I've got to look at these contracts. Now, oh my God, they have DeSmith signed again at 1.8.
A cheap price for a backup. But he signed for another year.
Mm.
They did a two-year deal with him.
So Jari, move on from
Jari's
him.
Jari's a free agent.
Yep. So I look to get out from under the Petrie contract. That's, almost $13 million over the next 2 years. Just
good
a
luck.
Horrendous contract.
Good
well, if,
luck
I, have, if I have to
that.
Buy him out, I'll buy him out.
Good luck with that.
Well, you buy him out.
How many times can you do that? Can you do that? And what's that cost you? What's the cap hit for that? I mean, I don't understand the rules of the buyout. Can you only do so many players? One?
Well, yeah, you can't buy out a bunch of only one, I believe. Yeah, but that would be the one for me, either him or Granlund. You have to buy out, right?
You would think.
Or I trade him and take on a piece of his salary. Some way, some form, I'm getting rid of Petrie. And then I don't have really big defense contracts except for Letang at six. Pettersson's worth his at four. Ruta at 2.7. And then I fill in. But I've got to get out from under these deals. I have to. And the primary ones that I have to find a way to get out from under are Granlund and Petrie. And by any means necessary, you buy out one of them, you deal another one for nothing. I would say Granlund, if you took half his deal, might be able. I don't know if you could even send Petrie anywhere. Could you?
At this stage of his career, I don't know.
That would be a tough one.
He's been hurt again. He's close to coming back. I guess he skated yesterday in his day-to-day. The other guys are out long-term. Well, you know, Pettersson's on long-term IR. Kulikov is on long-term IR. Who am I missing? Pettersson? I said Pettersson.
Benino.
Petrie, and who else is out? They had four defensemen out last
defensemen.
Night.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's complicated on the buyout.
Ruta, I think, is day-to-day.
But basically, you have a period from June 15th. You have a 48-hour period. Oh, no. From June 15th to June 30th, you can buy out a player. And that's going to have to happen, but it's not going to solve much. It's just not going to solve much. And there's nothing coming up in the pipeline. See, people, I don't know if they realize how the Bruins did it. They had some great, great draft picks to go with their older players. They're winning with guys who are 34, Marchand, right? 37.
Bergeron's been around forever.
Krejci, 36.
Pasternak's no kid, right?
They got the same thing at the upper end of their salary cap, but they made great draft picks.
A much
Pasternak
better supporting
is,
cast. And yeah. Obviously the goaltender has been out of his mind.
Yeah. Now that's the guy they brought in. That's the type of move that the Penguins should make for $5 million. They were smart enough to identify a really good goalie playing on a terrible team that nobody else was willing to pay even that much. And they got him.
He's been so lights out, Hallmark.
I mean, a lot of that is a function of that team, I would say. But yeah, he's been really good. And he's been healthy, unlike previous years. You know, their defense, they got guys in their 30s too, all over the place. So it can be done, but you can't have hideous contracts all over the place.
Doesn't it feel like one of, or maybe both, of Brian Rust and Jake Guentzel might have to go in order to fix all
Rust
of this?
Rust is another one. Yeah, and I don't know. And then do you just not sign Guentzel and let him go at, how old is he, 29? He's going to be 29.
That might be the ramifications of all that Ron Hextall has done here.
The Bruins have three forwards signed beyond next season. Three. One of them is a superstar in Pasternak. So you don't worry about him at $11 million. He's great, and he's still only 26.
A lot of people think he should be in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, that's a great contract. Marchand, that'll be his last year at 6-1. Charlie Coyle at 5, and... No, that's it. That's it. So they've done this in a much, obviously, a much smarter way than the Penguins have. The Penguins have been in positions where they feel like if they're going to get guys, they need to get guys. You know, if you're going to trade a Matheson with term on his deal, you have to bring back somebody with term on their deal. It's just, it hasn't worked out, Ron, to say the least.
It's a disaster.
I don't know what else to say about it. I don't know how to analyze it anymore.
Well, yeah.
Ron Hextall, I mean, and Josh Yoey had the headline, has driven this franchise into the ground.
And I'm just wondering how many names are going to have to leave town for you to fix all of this.
What do you do with Guentzel?
That's what I mean.
That's going to be a really interesting case.
Guentzel and Russ might have to go to fix it.
I think Guentzel would bring you something back pretty nice, I think.
Right.
Rust, I don't know. Not at the year he's having.
Might have to just dump it. Dump the salary.
Well, Gensel's a guy you actually have to sign to a new deal, though. That's the thing with him. Right?
Right, but
you
I
can
mean,
trade him after the year without signing him.
You could. You could
and
do
probably
that.
Get something back.
Yeah, that might be the best way to go.
Pretty good.
That might be the best way to go with him.
Turn things up around a little bit.
And I really don't want that to happen. I still love him playing with Sid.
At some point in the next couple of years, you're going to have to go to Gino and Letang and even Sid and say, what's up?
What do you want to do? What do you want to hang around here while this is going on?
Let's ask Bob Arey about all of this coming up next. He joins us top of the hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.